हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः। We've been seeing the Upodghata Bhashyam, the introductory commentary of the third chapter, where Shankara Bhagavatpada, by way of introducing the third verse, he actually negates the Jnana Karma Samuchaya Vadaha. Because Jnana Karma Samuchaya Vadis are many, with their own internal divisions and differences, though they disagree with each other, still uniformly they hold on to the view that knowledge must be combined with the karma as a means of attainment of moksha. Of course, Shankara Bhagavatpada, the Shastram itself, there is sequential synthesis of jnanam and karma is recommended, because karma is an indirect means of attainment of moksha, because karma performed as yoga, as a discipline, becomes an preparatory means. It contributes to mental preparation, mental purification, mental steadiness for the attainment of jnanam. Do karma as yoga, as a discipline, is an indirect means of attainment of moksha. Whereas jnanam is the only, jnanam alone is required for moksha. So sequentially, karma and jnanam can be synthesized, not simultaneously. Whereas this jnana karma samuchaya vadis very strongly hold on to their view that knowledge alone is not enough for moksha. This knowledge must be combined with karma. So we saw how beautiful Shankara Bhagavatpada negated all their views, saying how jnanam cannot be combined, need not be combined, because moksha, what is to be, jnanam itself is moksha. Moksha is not a product. Mokshasya akaryatvat. Remember that point where we saw last class? Did you sub there exactly? Went ahead. Okay, today you bear with me, okay, for all that, okay? I'm still, my body is in America. So you have to accept me today. Always. Okay, so mokshasya akaryatvam. Mokshaha akaryaha. Akaryam is what? Moksha is not a product. Karyam means a product. Moksha is not a product, not an effect. Because moksha cannot be the result of an action. Moksha is very swarupam, which is already there, always there. Therefore, moksha is something to be known, something to be discovered, not to be attained as a result of an action, because it is not a product. As I established that, then towards the end we saw not only for grihasthas, not only for brahmachari, not only for sannyasis. A person of any ashrama, a person has jnanam, then he is free from karma. There is no karma recommended for a sannyasi, also for other people, other ashramas, if they have jnanam. And then Purupakshi came with this doubt. If a person does not perform nitya karma, nitya karma means to be done obligatory duties which should be performed regularly. If the nitya karma is not performed, it will produce a special papam, okay, some sort of a papam known as pratyavaya papam. So omission of nitya karma, omission of obligatory duty will always result in production of the papam known as pratyavaya papam, pratyavaya doshaha. So for at least to avoid the accumulation of or attainment of pratyavaya dosha, pratyavaya papam, even a sannyasi should perform nitya karma. That argument he came to finally. Shankaracharya already established for all people of no ashramis, karma is required for if a person has jnanam. So for that also he said, we are going to see that part I think today. Pratyavaya papam also is not for a sannyasi. Because pratyavaya papam is possible only for a grihastha or only for people of other ashramas. The nitya karma, these obligated duties are not there for a sannyasi or also for a brahmachari. Therefore, omission of nitya karma will not cause any papam for brahmachari or a sannyasi. And here it is said, so the many quotations, beautiful quotations we saw from Mahabharatam, Mahanarayana Upanishad, Jabala Upanishad, presenting all those quotations, Shankara Bhagavatpada made very clear. The sannyasa is very strongly recommended for a mukshu, for a jignasu, one who is desperate for jnanam. Nobody can stop a person who is desperate for jnanam from renouncing everything and going for jnanam. It's his choice. The desperate of the part of the person implies that the person must if a person has viveka vairagyam, who can stop him? Renouncing the actions. He can renounce everything and go for the pursuit of jnanam. That's why there's vikalpa samuchaya, sankalpa means one has to go through all the ashramas and finally choices one has to, if a person is a mumukshu, a person is a jignasu, he has to go through mentally at least sannyasa. Now, going through all the ashramas, stage by stage. Otherwise, because of the janmantara samskara, because of samskara, person has earned maturity, the person has gained because of his cleanup with the previous janmas. In this janma, a person can even skip the ashrama, straight away he can go to the sannyasa ashrama. Which means sannyasa going to sannyasa ashrama means a person sannyasa ashrama can give up all activities. I mean, he can totally commit himself to the pursuit of jnanam, to exclusion of everything else is allowed. Because he doesn't require. The karma is possible. Actions are possible. Only if a person has certain needs and desires. The person has grown out of desires for things, who's dispassionate, who's no more dependent on anything in the world, who's totally committed to the pursuit, a person who is very clear about what he wants, if he is desperate to get jnana for moksha, then all that he needs only jnana, not karma. Therefore, sannyasa ashrama itself, a person either can go through all ashramas and come to sannyasa, or skipping the ashramas, a person can come to sannyasa. Finally, sannyasa implying renunciation of actions, is recommended as a means of attainment of jnana, which itself is moksha. So for moksha, what a person needs only jnanam, not karma. Even though karma is prescribed by the shastram as an indirect means of mental preparation for the attainment of jnana. Okay, so we have seen all that. We have said beautiful quotes from other Upanishads. And towards the end, we read Bhagavan, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents the quote from Bhagavad Gita itself. Sarva karmani manasa sanyasya. Okay, all we have seen. And towards the end, he came, mokshas. One more reason Hankaracharya gave, why karma cannot be combined with the jnanam, need to be combined with the jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha, because mokshaha akaryaha. Mokshasya akaryatvat mukshoho karma anarthakyam. I think exactly I left there. Okay. At least this part I remember. Earlier I didn't have book. I had to scroll for the book on the pen, my phone. Okay. So here, mokshasya is a nice word. Mokshasya cha and also mokshasya akar, apart from the reasons given by Shankaracharya, how everyone, sannyasa ashramaha is recommended. For a person, ashramaha, where renunciation of karma happens naturally, as an expression of maturity, apart from those reasons, Shankaracharya says, again is mokshaha meaning freedom implying happiness. The word mokshaha, meaning freedom, liberation, implies happiness. Happiness is the very intrinsic, unchangeable, inseparable nature of oneself. Can never be attained. How can you? Fire can never work to become hot. Being hot is very intrinsic nature. However, fire cannot do anything, need not do anything, cannot do anything. You not do anything to become hot, to get its the nature of being hot, to get the nature of being brilliant. It need not do anything. And even if it, fire works also, as long as fire works very hard to become hot, the becoming hot will be non-attainable. It will be non-reachable goal for the fire. Because being hot being its own intrinsic nature. The same way here also. As long as a person is trying to attain moksha through karma, a result of action, moksha will be non-reachably far for him. Bhagavan will be non-reachably far for him. Instead, understanding the Shastra teaching, a person, if moksha, what is desirable is everlasting moksha, timeless freedom, it cannot have a beginning. It must be already there. It must be already there means it must is there Arumsvon Swarupam. Therefore, it's something to be discovered, not to be attained. Mokshaha akaryaha. So mokshasya akaryatvat. Mokshasya cha akaryatvat mukshoho karma anarthakyam. There's meaninglessness of karma for mokshu, as moksha is not a product of action, not a result of action. Okay. This is in this context, Purpakshi said, Nityani Pratyavaya Pariharatam Anushteyani Iti Chet. Okay. He feels very sad here. At least let me tell you, if a mumukshu does not perform nitya karma, don't you think he will attract pratyavaya papam? At least pratyavaya pariharartham. At least for the elimination of, removal of pratyavaya papam. Nityani anushteyani. Nitya karmas, the obligatory duty should be performed by a sannyasi also to avoid the pratyavaya papam. What are you talking? Sangha is going to see this. Puja Swami's expression, okay, what are you talking? So I remember his words, to make myself, enthuse myself, not to get drive away my sleep, I had to say this now. What are you talking? How did you say this? Na. See, nobody can teach Advaita Vedanta without making the class feel bored, except Swamiji. You will feel very tired. Somehow now, so many arguments come one after the other, and you lose track of what is being said. Whether a Sanskritam scholar is teaching through Sanskritam or a person who is teaching through English, the class will become nearsome. You know, sometimes now, even though however interested you are, we're desperate for again, so we sit in the class. But one after the so many arguments come and you will feel bored. And Swamiji Swamiji can make it interesting. Make you laugh and joke. So he'll make the class always non-boring class. So he'll change his voices like that. So remember that verse now. I remember exactly what Swamiji used to say. Okay, let me come back to the class now. So mokshasya cha akaryatvat mukshoho karma anarthakyam. One point. Next point is what? Nityani pratyavaya pariharartha manushteyani. If at all, now if you come out with this idea, or nitya karma should be performed by yes, sannyasi, otherwise he will have it pratyavaya papa. No, na. Asanyasi vishayatvat pratyavaya praptehe. No, see, nitya karma is not a duty prescribed for a sannyasi. Sannyasis do not have any obligatory duties. Nitya karma is prescribed for whom? The obligatory duties have been prescribed for whom? Only for grihasthas. Only for other people of other ashramas, not for sannyas people of sannyas ashrami. Even brahmachari need not do nitya karma. Obligatory duties are not there for brahmachari also. So, especially in fact, agnihotram, etc., the nitya karma, only a grihastha is eligible to do. One has to get married, one must have a wife to be eligible to perform the karma. Therefore, non-brahmans of such karmas will not bring any papam because it is not a duty, it's not prescribed for. Yes, nityani anushteyani pratyavaya parihararartham. Yes, performed for elimination of for not incurring any pratyavaya papam. That's correct. So, but who for whom? Sorry, for grihastha and other ashramas, not for sannyasi. He says, na asanyasi vishayatvat. The nitya karma is not something prescribed for a sannyasi. It's asanyasi vishayaha. A subject matter related to a non-sannyasi, not for a sannyasi. Therefore, there's no way of attaining any pratyavaya papam. Sannyasi will not attract any pratyavaya papam because nitya karma is not sannyasi's duty. Yes. Not doing one's own duties will make a person attract pratyavaya papam, no doubt about it. But not for a sannyasi. Okay. Because sannyasi is the person whose mind, whose mind is settled. Whose mind is settled about everything is to be attained. There's no more interest in anything. Sannyasi, a person who has this bent of mind. Where Viveka Vairagyam is so firm, there's no need for him to do any karma. So sannyasi, pratyavaya papam will be there only for other people, other ashramas. Not for a sannyasi. Therefore, asanyasi vishyatvate na pratyavaya praptehe. There is no way of the attainment of pratyavaya papam for a sannyasi because it's not his duty. Okay. अगेन नही अग्निकार्यादि अकरणात् सन्यासिनः प्रत्यवायः कल्पयितुं शक्यः. शंकराचार्य एक्सप्लेन्स फर्दर, अग्निकार्यादि अकरणात् by not performing the fire ritual. Agni karya means a fire ritual. Akaranat, as a result of, as a consequence of not performing the fire ritual such as Agnihotram etc. Pratyavayaha kalpayitam na shakyaha. It is now in the very beginning. Nahi shakya. It is impossible to think of any pratyavaya papa for a sannyasi. Sannyasinaha pratyavayaha kalpayitam na shakyate. Na shakyaha. Yatha brahmacharinam. Asanyasinam api karminam. See, people of Brahmacharya Ashrama, the young Brahmachari students who are also karmis, who are not sannyasis, who have to do a lot of karma. They have their own duties. But even for Brahmacharis, they are not sannyasis. They're karmis, they are not sannyasis. Asanyasinam karminam brahmacharinam api. It is not possible to impose, it's not possible to think of brahmacharis having pratyavaya dosha because it is not ordained for them. Nitya karma is not prescribed for people of two ashramas. Sannyasa ashrama, people of sannyasa ashrama and brahmacharya ashrama. For them, nitya karma, non-paramahansa nitya karma will not cause any problem because it is not prescribed for them, not meant for them. Just as there is no, it is not possible for, it's not possible to imagine any pattivaya papam for karmis who are not brahmacharis, who are not sannyasis. So also even for sannyasis, it is not possible to think of having any pratyavaya papam for sannyasis. Okay. So, yatha brahmacharinam asanyasinam api karminam pratyavayaha kalpayitum na shakyaha tatha sannyasinaha api agnikarya akaranat pratyavayaha kalpayitum na shakyaha. Now, if suppose agnikaryam, the fire ritual in terms of Agnihotram karma, if Brahmachari does not perform, he won't attract any Pratyavaya papam. He are eligible. A Brahmachari is not eligible to perform Agnihotram karma. In fact, a person should begin to Agnihotram karma from the day of his marriage. He has to get the Agni from his father and start doing. He becomes eligible, becomes qualified to perform Agnihotram karma only from the day of marriage. Therefore, only a grihastha is eligible. Eligibility itself is only for grihastha. You know, brahmachari param, he won't get any punyam as a result of it. It is not his duty. If grihastha does not param, he will have pratyavaya pap. It is ordained duty for him. Karma for him. So, they are not sannyas. Brahmachari are not sannyasis. Still immature people, still students, still they are also not sannyasis. They are karmis, they have to do a lot of things. Still, even if they do not perform, they will attract any pratyavaya papam because agnihotadi karma, nitya karma is not their, it's not their duty. In the same way, sannyasi is also, the prescription of nitya karma is not for sannyasis, therefore they will not have any pratyavaya papam. Come on, don't say all these things. Okay. Once understood, a sannyasi is a person in whose mind vairagyam must be very firm. Even a person is a different color. Vairagyam is not there, Even simply wearing saffron robes does not make a person sannyasi. Understand? Sannyasa is an expression of one's mind, not an external vesha. Okay, the costume worn by a person does not make a person sannyasi. It is the mind which makes a person sannyasi. There is no purna vairagyam, no interest in anything. The person no more interest in anything. It's going to desire everything. He want only moksha, but that only jnanam is required. To aspire only for moksha, person must be mature, very mature. And to aspire only for jnanam, person must be very, very mature. The maturity implies what? Having viveka vairagyam. Vairagyam. The vairagyam is the only person who has viveka. To have that viveka vairagyam, a person must live his life, clean life of dharma. It takes a great deal of, that is why Shastram prescribes all the disciplines. So, sannyasi need not perform Agnihotram karma, there's no Nitya karma. The non-performance of Agnihotram, the fire ritual such as fire ritual, etc., cannot cause any Pratyavaya Papam for a sannyasi. Okay. Nahi Agnikaryadi Akaranat Sanyasinaha Pratyavayaha Kalpaitam Shakyaha Yatha Brahmacharanam Asanyasinam Api Karminam. Okay. Having said that, Shankaracharya said iti. Okay. Na tavat nityanam karmanam abhavatyeva bhavarupasya pratyavayasya utpattihi kalpayitam shakya. One more reason he gives. If the karma itself is not there for a sannyasi, how can it produce pratyavaya papa? If a sannyasi does not perform, there's no cause, there can be effect. Asattaha katam sadjayeta, from a non-existent cause, existent effect cannot originate. In the section where the creation, the topic of creation is discussed, it's always said, from a asatkaryavada also, from a non-existent cause, an existent effect cannot originate. From nothing, something cannot originate. That is the rule, isn't it? Asataha katam sat jayeta. How can sat originate, existent result originate from a non-existent cause? Action. Understand? In the sense, if a person does not have the karma, even if a person does not do the karma also, so non-performance cannot produce any result. So, natavat nityanam karmanam abhavati, not only because of the absence of, not only because the nitya karmas are not ordained for sannyasi, bhavarupasya pratyavayasya utpattihi, kalpaitam abhavat, nityanam karmanam abhavati eva bhavarupasya pratyavayasa utpattihi kalpayitum na shakya. It is not possible to think of a result in terms of pratyavaya papam for which there is no cause. No more performance of non, isn't it? Non-performance of nitya karma. Iti asataha sat janma asambhava shrutehe. There is a shruti statement. Asataha sat katam jayeta. From a non-existent cause, an existent result cannot originate. From a non-existent cause, an existent effect cannot originate. From a non-existent action, the existent result cannot originate. Iti asataha sat janma asambhava shrutehe. From the Vedic statement where the impossibility of the origination of the result of an effect of a non-existent cause is mentioned. Yadi vihita akaranat. Okay. Changachari makes it very clear. So it is not possible that a sannyasi will attract any papam because it is not his duty. A sannyasi will not attract the pratyavaya papam because as a result of avoiding the karma because it is not his duty. Second thing, a non-performance of an action cannot produce a result. Because from a non-existent thing, an existent result cannot originate. Okay. Next thing. Yadi vihita akaranat asambhavyam api pratyavayam bruyat vedaha tada anarthakaraha vedaha apramanam iti uktam syat. Oh. He goes differently. Yadi vihita akaranat asambhavyam api pratyavayam bruyat. Vedaha. If Veda says the pratyavayam is not produced as a result of not performing vihita karma, then vedaha anarthakaraha. Then Veda becomes meaningless. Veda loses status of being the pramanam, apramanam iti uktam syat. So we cannot say Veda is, what Veda says is meaningless. We cannot say Veda loses status of being the pramanam. But if Veda says pratyavaya papam cannot happen as a result of not performing the prescribed duty, then Veda itself becomes what? A meaningless text. Veda itself becomes, Veda loses its status of being the pramanam. Veda cannot be considered as a pramanam. Then Shankaracharya says, vihitasya karana akaranayoho dukkhamatra phalatvat. Vihitasya karana akaranayoho dukkhamatra phalatvat. Vihita karma, it is performed, there will be dukkha, will be the result. Akaranam, akaranena api, if it's not performed also, there will be dukkha, will be the result. Dukkham, pain will be the result of performing the vihitam, not performing the vihitam also. Performing the vihitam also involves strain, effort. Nahan permanence also will produce pratyavaya papam. Tathacha karakam shastram nagnyapakam iti anupapannartham kalpitam syat. Shastram karakam nacha gnyapakam iti anupapannartham kalpitam syat. So, Shankaracharya says, known, less not true. The other wrong meaning will be imagined. What is that? Shastram is meant only for making the person do the karma. It's not for knowing the truth. Na jnapakam. Iti anupanna artham kalpitam syat. Nacha etad ishtam, this is not desirable. See, the whole Vedashastram is not meant only for making people perform the rituals, making people do the actions, making people perform actions. It's also jnapakam. It's also revealer. Revealer of the truth. It's a karakam, means what? That which makes one do is karakam. Jnapakam means that which helps a person know, the revealer. So, Shastram is not just the activator. It's also a revealer. Revealer of the truth. But if we say such a meaning is not desirable. Shastram is only the karakam, not the jnapakam. Shastram is not the revealer of the truth. Shastram is only the activator of, Shastram only makes a person perform. Shastram is meant only for making the people perform rituals and actions. Shastram is not the revealer of the truth. If we say that meaning is not desirable. Nacha etad ishtam. So what? Of course, Shastram prescribes duties, but the duties are different. Duties differ from the people of different ashramas. So nitya karmani are the obligated duties which should be performed, no doubt. If they are not performed, pratyavaya dosha will be there. These all for whom? People of which ashrama? Only a grihastha ashrami should perform. Vanaprastha should perform. As brahmacharis and sannyasis need not perform. It's not ordained duties for them. It is not their ashrama dharma. So non-performance of one's duties means omission of one's own ashrama dharmas. One's own varna dharmas will result in what? Pratyavahapam, especially ashrama dharmas. Now we can't talk about varna dharma, okay? Ashrama dharmas. Nitya karma is not the obligated duties or not the duties prescribed for the people of sannyasa ashrama and brahmachari ashrama. If they don't perform, they will not attract any papam. That is the idea he emphasizes. Because Veda has the two things. Veda is karakam, is also jnapakam. Veda is karakam, Veda makes the people perform rituals, perform active actions. To help them, Veda prescribes duties as a discipline to help people become mature, become mentally prepared. Once they become adequately prepared, mature, they become subtle enough mentally, then Shastram also jnapakam. Shastram becomes the revealer of the truth as a means of knowledge. Therefore, what he concludes, tasmat na sanyasinam karmani. Therefore, there are no rituals or nitya karmas for sannyasis. Ataha, therefore, again, so tasmat means because of that reason, sannyasis do not have any karma. Sannyasis renounce all karmas. Ataha jnana karmanoho samuchaya anupapattihi. Therefore, there's impossibility of synthesis of jnanam and karma. Is it clear? This is how he establishes, he refutes, he negates jnana karma samuchaya vadaha. అప్ప, అట్ లాస్ట్ వి స్టిల్ ఎంటర్ వి గుడ్ ఎంటర్ నౌ. అర్జునస్య ప్రశ్న అనుపపత్తే చ, అర్జునస్య ప్రశ్న అనుపపత్తేశ్చ. అగైన్ ఇట్ వుంట్ హావ్ బీన్ పాసిబుల్ ఫర్ అర్జున టు ఆస్క్ ద క్వశ్చన్. వేదార్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్స్ ఓన్లీ కర్మ, దెన్ హీ నీడ్ నాట్ హావ్ ఆస్క్ ద క్వశ్చన్. ద వెరీ పాసిబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ అర్జున క్వశ్చన్ ఇట్స్ పాసిబుల్ టు గివ్ అప్ ది కర్మ, బికాస్ ఫర్ సన్యాసి కర్మ ఇస్ నాట్ నెసెసరీ. యది హి భగవత ద్వితీయే అధ్యాయే జ్ఞానం కర్మ చ సముచ్చయేన త్వయా అనుష్ఠేయం ఇతి యుక్తం స్యాత్ తతః అర్జునస్య ప్రశ్నః అనుపపన్నః. జాయసి చేత్ కర్మణః తే మతా బుద్ధిః జనార్దన ఇతి. సో అగైన్ శంకరాచార్య మేక్స్ వెరీ క్లియర్, ఇఫ్ భగవాన్ సెడ్ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ, ఈ భగవాన్ సెడ్ వెరీ క్లియర్ ఇన్ ద సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ అర్జున యు షుడ్ కంబైన్ కర్మ విత్ జ్ఞానం, యు టు పర్ఫార్మ్ యువర్ డ్యూటీస్, యు షుడ్ ఆల్సో అటైన్ జ్ఞానం. జ్ఞానం షుడ్ బి కంబైన్ విత్ కర్మ, దెర్స్ నో చాయిస్, కమ్ ఆన్, అటైన్ జ్ఞానం అండ్ యు పర్ఫార్మ్ కర్మ. ఈ భగవాన్ సెడ్ దట్ ఎక్స్ప్లిసిట్లీ, దెన్ అర్జున వుడ్ నాట్ హావ్ ఆస్క్డ్ ద క్వశ్చన్. ఓకే, లెట్ బి పర్సూ జ్ఞానం, లెట్ బి గో డూ కర్మ ఆల్సో, బికాస్ భగవాన్ డిడ్ నాట్ సే దట్. ఓపెనింగ్, వాట్ ఓపెనింగ్ వర్స్ ఆఫ్ సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ భగవాన్స్ టీచింగ్, ఫస్ట్ వర్స్ వేర్ భగవాన్ సేస్ అశోచ్యానన్వశోచస్త్వం ప్రజ్ఞావాదాంశ్చ భాషసే. పండితాః న అనుశోచంతి. So wise people do not grieve. So you grieve because you are not wise. So what you lack is only wisdom. So what is required for freedom from grief is wisdom. And the wisdom is nothing but paragnanam, paramartha jnanam. Knowledge of the reality alone is required. Knowledge of one's own swarupam is required. For that is what is wisdom. That is what makes a person wise. That is what releases a person from grief. So you want relief from grief. Relief from grief. Therefore, Bhagavan says that. Later he says what? Yudhyasva. Karma kuru. So Bhagavan said both. What, if knowledge is not there, there will be grief. Where there is knowledge, there is no grief. The person who has wisdom is free from grief. The person who does not have wisdom is grieving. It is the knowledge which makes a difference. Having said that, Bhagavan also said, may you do the karma. Which means he prescribed two disciplines. Which should be followed sequentially, which cannot be combined. Therefore he says, yadi hi bhagavata dvitiya adhyaye jnanam karma cha samuchayena tvaya anushtheyam iti uktam syat. If Bhagavan had said combining ayam and karma, that Arjuna, karma should be performed along with the jnanam. If Bhagavan had said that, then అర్జునస్య తతః అర్జునస్య ప్రశ్న అనుపపన్నః. అర్జునాస్ క్వశ్చన్ వుడ్ంట్ హావ్ బీన్ పాసిబుల్. హే కృష్ణ, ఇఫ్ యూ కన్సిడర్ జ్ఞానం టు బి సుపీరియర్ టు కర్మ, దెన్ వై డూ యూ ఆస్క్ మీ టు డూ దిస్ ఘోర కర్మ, టెరిబుల్ యాక్ట్? అచ్చ క్వశ్చన్ వుడ్ంట్ హావ్ బీన్ పాసిబుల్. ఓకే, అర్జునాయ చేద్ బుద్ధి కర్మణి త్వయా అనుష్ఠేయే ఇతి ఉక్తే యా బుద్ధి కర్మణః జాయసి సా అపి ఉక్తాయేవ ఇతి ప్రశ్నః న కథంచన ఉపపద్యతే. అండ్ అర్జున ఆల్సో, బుద్ధి కర్మణి త్వయా అనుష్ఠేయే ఇతి అర్జునాయ ఉక్తా చేత్. Knowledge and action should be combined, followed by you, followed by Arjuna. This teaching was given to Arjuna. If ya buddhi karmanah jayasi sa api ukta evaiti, if knowledge is superior to action, that now is said to be superior to action, then that also would have been already mentioned by Bhagavan, which means if knowledge should be combined with karma, then Bhagavan would have emphasized that knowledge also would have been emphasized earlier. A question is not possible. Iti ప్రశ్నః న కథంచన ఉపపద్యతే. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ అట్ ఆల్ ఫార్ అర్జునాస్ క్వశ్చన్. సో అర్జునాస్ క్వశ్చన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ ద ప్రూఫ్ దట్ భగవాన్ డిడ్ నాట్ ఎక్స్ప్లిసిట్లీ ఆర్ ఇంప్లిసిట్లీ భగవాన్ నాట్ సే దట్ అర్జునా షుడ్ కంబైన్ జ్ఞానం విత్ కర్మ యాజ్ అ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ మోక్ష. నచ అర్జునస్య ఏవ జాయసి బుద్ధిః న అనుష్ఠేయ ఇతి భగవతా ఉక్తం పూర్వం ఇతి కల్పయితుం యుక్తం ఏన జాయసి చేతి ఇతి ప్రశ్నః స్యాత్. Again, Arjuna would not have had the understanding that buddhihi jayasi ev. Knowledge is superior, knowledge is more exalted. Therefore, knowledge alone should be pursued. So Arjuna's understanding, knowledge is superior, also is very clear. Because knowledge alone liberates. That's why the very question comes at what? If knowledge is superior in your, hey Krishna, in your vision, if knowledge is more exalted, knowledge is superior, then why should I perform karma? Why should I be involved in the terrible act of killing? That very question came. Which means there's no combination. Again, knowledge is emphasized that knowledge alone is required for moksha. Yadi punaha, I'll put all these points together for you, don't worry. Ekasya purushasya jnana karmanoho virodhat yugapat anushtanam na sambhaviti iti bhinna purusha anushteyatvam భగవత పూర్వం ఉక్తం స్యాత్. తతః అయం ప్రశ్నః ఉపపన్నః. ది వెరీ పాసిబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్, అర్జునాస్ క్వశ్చన్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్, బికాస్ ஞானம் அண்ட் கர்மா ஆர் அப்போசிட் டு ஈச் அதர். ஞான கர்மனோகோ விரோதாத்து, வேர் தெர் இஸ் ஞானம், வேர் இஸ் அஸ்பிரேஷன் ஃபார் ஞானம், த கர்மா கேனாட் பி. அண்ட் வேர் தெர் இஸ் கர்மா, தெர் கேனாட் பி ஞானம், பிகாஸ் கர்மா இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் ப்ராடக்ட் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ். கர்மா இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் இக்னரன்ஸ் ஃப்ரெண்ட்லி. ஞானம் அண்ட் கர்மா ஆர் அப்போஸ் டு ஈச் அதர், தே கனெக்ட் ஈச் அதர். ஞான கர்மனோகோ விரோதாத் டியூ டு அப்போசிஷன் ஆஃப் ஞானம் அண்ட் கர்மா தட் தே கெனாட் கோ எக்ஸிஸ்ட் ஆல்சோ. ஏகஸ்ய புருஷஸ்ய யுகபத் அனுஷ்டானம் ந சம்பவதி. ஒன் பர்சன் கேனாட் சைமல்டேனியஸ்லி பி பிகாஸ் அனுஷ்டானம் ந சம்பவதி. ஏகஸ்ய புருஷஸ்ய அனுஷ்டானம் யுகபத்து ஞான கர்மனோகோ ந சம்பவதி விரோதாத். Two disciplines cannot be simultaneously practiced. Of course, synthesis of jnanam and karma is possible. How? Sequentially, not simultaneously. Because sequentially followed, both serve the purpose. If Karma yoga is a discipline to be practiced first, then that contributes for mental preparation. Along with the practice of karma yoga, one can study the shastram. That helps a person, enables a person live a life of karma yoga meaningfully. It is possible for a person to live a life of karma yoga if he listens to the teaching. Whereas nididhyasanam, jnanam, etc. is possible only when a person becomes eligible for the jnanam as a result of living a life of karma yoga. Simultaneous combination is not possible. Whereas sequential combination alone is possible. Yugapattu anushtanam na sambhavati. Following karma and jnanam simultaneously is not possible. Why they are not, they are opposed to each other? Iti. But same person. Iti. Binna purusha anushteyatvam bhagavata puram uktam syat. Okay. Binna purusha anushteyatvam bhagavata puram uktam syat. Binna purusha anushteyatvam means what? Karma yoga also has the status of being having to be followed. Jnana yoga also has status of being disciplined to be followed. Karma yoga and jnana yoga, both disciplines enjoy the status of having to be followed by people of two different people. An immature person has yet to follow the discipline of karma yoga, and a mature person can follow the discipline of jnana yoga. That is why such a very question is possible on the part of Arjuna. Ayam prashtataha ayam prashna upapannaha avivekataha prashna kalpanayam api bhinna purusha anushteyatvena bhagavataha prativachanam na upapadyate. Again, even though the question was asked by Arjuna because of his lack of discriminative understanding of the confusion, still binna purusha anushteyatvena bhagavataha prativachanam, But Bhagavan's reply was what? That these two disciplines should be for by every individual sequentially. But the immature person can follow the Jnana Yoga. The immature, unprepared minded should follow Karma Yoga. Binna Purusha Anushtayatvena Bhagavataha Prativachanam. So Bhagavan's reply is not possible, stating that Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga have the status of having to be followed by different people, the mature and the immature and the mature. Respectively, there's a very beautiful unfoldment. This is what's to be given here. Okay, nacha ajnana nimittam bhagavat pativachanam kalpyam. Bhagavan's reply should not be nacha kalpyam, mistaken. Should not be. As contributing for ignorance. It will be made very clear. No. Bhagavan, Arjuna's question itself is the proof here. Asmatacha bhinna purushanushtayatvena jnana karma nishtayoho bhagavataha prativachana darshanat jnana karmanoho samuchaya anupapattihi. Read this sentence first. Bhinna purusha anushtayatvena jnana karma nishtayoho bhagavataha prativachana darshanat jnana karmanoho samuchaya anupapattihi. There's impossibility of synthesizing jnanam with karma, or this is jnanam and karma, because from Bhagavan's reply itself, it's understood that jnana karma, jnanam and karma, jnana yoga and karma yoga are the disciplines prescribed by Bhagavan as the ones having the status of having to be followed by people of different levels. Bhinna purusha anushteyatvena. Different people. People who yet to become mature, yet to discover viveka, vairagyam, yet to have viveka, yet to have vairagyam, they have no choice. They have to follow the discipline of karma yoga. But people who already discovered dispassion, who already have vairagyam, they need not be there. They can go to the next discipline of Jnana Yoga. After having completed your degree class, why should you go back to high school again? Not necessary. That doesn't mean high school is inferior. You have already gone through it. You've finished. No, I like the school, I like the teacher, I want to be sitting here only. You will never say that. Always this change happens, isn't it? So here, bhinna purusha anushtayatvena jnana karma nishtayoho bhagavataha prativachana darshanat. As we see very clearly Bhagavan's reply, that jnana karma nishta, jnana nishta and karma nishta, I mean, two, the committed lifestyles, two disciplines have to be, to have this status of having to be followed by people of different mental preparation. Therefore, it's impossible to combine karma and jnanam. Tasmat kevaladeva jnanate mokshaha. Tasmat kevaladeva jnanate mokshaiti. Yeshaha artaha nist चितः गीतासु सर्व उपनिषत्सु च. देयरफॉर नाउ यू शुड नॉट हैव एनी डाउट आफ्टर रीडिंग सो मच ऑफ इंट्रोडक्टरी भाष्यम. वी शुड नॉट हैव एनी डाउट. वी पीपल शुड नॉट हैव एनी डाउट. ओके, व्हाट इज द आंसर? व्हाट इज द क्लियर अंडरस्टैंडिंग? केवलात्येव ज्ञानात् मोक्षः. फ्रीडम इज only by knowing one's own swarupam being brahma, only by knowing what I am clearly, simultaneously correction of the error in the perception of the self, thereby correction the perception of the world happens. The perspective change happens as a result of jnanam. The perspective change brought about by jnanam is freedom. Kevalat eva jnanat moksha iti arthaha. This is the vision gitasu nischitaha. This is the vision firmly revealed, conveyed, reinforced in the Bhagavad Gita verses, all the chapters and all the Upanishads, the source books also. Sarva Upanishadsu Gita Sucha Yeshaha Artaha Nischitaha. This is the meaning, this is the vision reinforced, confirmed in all the chapters of Bhagavad Gita, in all the Upanishads. What is the fact confirmed? Kevalat eva jnanat moksha. Moksha is to be attained through mere knowledge. Moksha has to be attained as a, means attained as result of jnanam only. Jnana karmanoho ekam nischitya vada iti cha ఏక విషయాయేవ ప్రార్థన అనుపపన్న ఉభయోహో సముచ్చయ సంభవే. శంకరాచార్య డస్ నాట్ లీవ్ హిమ్. ఓకే, హీ విల్ నాట్ లీవ్. అగైన్ హీ సేస్ ఉభయోహో సముచ్చయ సంభవే. ఇఫ్ దేర్స్ అ పాసిబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ బోత్ జ్ఞానం అండ్ కర్మ, దెన్ ఏకం నిశ్చిత్య వద ఇతి ఏక విషయా ఏవ ప్రార్థన. ద రిక్వెస్ట్ ఫార్ వన్ థింగ్, రిక్వెస్ట్ ఫార్ వన్ థింగ్ ఆన్ ది పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ అర్జున. ప్లీజ్ టెల్ మీ బిట్వీన్ ద టూ జ్ఞానం అండ్ కర్మ, ప్లీజ్ టెల్ మీ వన్ థింగ్ ఫర్మ్లీ. జ్ఞానకర్మనోహో ఏకం వద నిశ్చిత్య, బిట్వీన్ ద టూ జ్ఞానం అండ్ కర్మ, tell me definitely one thing by which I'll attain moksha, attain the shreyas. Iti cha eka vishaya eva prarthana. Prayer for one thing is not possible if there's possibility of combining jnanam and karma. Again, kuru karma eva tasmat tvam iti cha jnana nishta asambhavam. Arjunasya avadharanena darshayishyati. Therefore, may you do, may you perform karma. Thus, జ్ఞాననిష్టా అసంభవం, అర్జునస్య జ్ఞాననిష్టా అసంభవం అవధారణేన దర్శయిష్యతి. సో జ్ఞాననిష్టా అసంభవం అర్జునస్య మీన్స్ దేర్స్ నో పాసిబిలిటీ ఫర్ అర్జున లివింగ్ ఎ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ sannyasi for the discipline of jnana yoga because of his unpreparedness. that Bhagavan would not have mentioned it. If it, the combination is possible, he would not have said that, come on, Arjuna, do karma only now. Only you do karma now. Why should you do the karma now? Because you are not ready for jnana nishtha. Arjunasi jnana nishtha asambhavam. There's impossibility of for the discipline of jnana nishtha for Arjuna at present. Therefore, he has to do karma first. He had to do karma first. So, Kuru Tarmaiva Tasmatam. Bhagavan emphasizes you do your duty now. Because Bhagavan understood that Arjuna was not ready for jnanam. That also Bhagavan is going to show later on. The Arjuna's lack of preparedness also Bhagavan is going to show later on. Avadharanena darshayishyati. Avadharanena means emphatically. Emphatically, Bhagavan is going to show that it is not, it would not be possible for Arjuna to be given the discipline of the jnana yoga due to the lack of preparedness, that he should do his duties. Here ends Bhagavad Pada's introduction to the third chapter. What are the main thing we understood? Jnanadeva kaivalyam. Kevalat jnanat moksha. Natu jnana karma samuchayena. Jnana karma samuchayaha asambhavaha. It is not appropriate. It is not possible. There is no necessity to combine jnanam with karma as a means of attainment of moksha, because jnanam itself is moksha. Therefore, the question begins, which we'll do next class. It's all right? Oh.